Opening Jazz Northwest today on Vancouver Island in Victoria in a club called Herman's in Victoria with the Kelby McNair Quintet. Phil Dwyer was the tenor saxophonist, Daniel Lapp on trumpet, Miles Black piano, Tom Wakeling bass, and Kelby McNair on drums. And his composition, that was a tune titled Running Song from Kelby McNair Quintet CD, The Measure of Light. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, a regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Some new releases to share with you today and some comments about the current upcoming gigs around the area. We'll hear a tune from Nelda Swigert's new CD, the Nelda Swigert Stringtet, the new album called Blue-Eyed Painted Lady, and we'll also hear from the group Scenes coming up as well. Here is Nelda Swigert at the piano and doing the vocal, one of her 9 original compositions included in this new album, Blue-Eyed Painted Lady, and kind of an unusual instrumentation here with a piano trio, Nelda Swigert, Chris Simer on bass and Byron Van Noy on drums, joined by 2 string players from the Seattle Symphony, Rachel Swerdlow on viola and Walter Gray on cello. And we'll hear them doing an original by Nelda, this one titled Rainy Days.
Rainy days have got me feeling run away. Where can I go? Feel the gray. The dampness seeping on its way into my bones. Sidewalks dripping trees and cloudy skies, foggy rain from too much sleep and need the sun to clear my mind. Lawns and slippery sidewalks, dripping trees, and cloudy skies, foggy brain. From too much sleep in me, the sun to clear my mind. Thank you.
John Stoll on guitar, Jeff Johnson bass, John Bishop on drums, and guest Hans Teuber, Scenes and Friend, from the new CD Scenes But Not Heard, piece titled Dream, which you may have recognized as being based on There'll Never Be Another You, Scenes, with the feathery saxophone work of Hans Teuber. Before that, Nelda Swiggett at the piano and doing the vocal, one of her songs, that one titled Rainy Days, she says, was inspired by the opinions of a friend who moved from the East Coast to the Northwest. Nelda Swiggett at the piano and doing the vocal in a tune called Rainy Days, one of nine compositions from the new CD, Blue-Eyed Painted Lady. Chris Simer was on bass, Byron Vannoy on drums, and strings, Rachel Swerdlow, viola, and Walter Gray, cello. This is Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon. Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra is playing another performance of their Art of the Jitterbug concert at the Edmonds Center for the Arts this afternoon at 4 o'clock. And further north, up in Bellingham, the Kendra Shank-John Stoll duo is performing. We heard them last week on the program as they began a West Coast tour. And this concert this afternoon from 4 to 6:30 is the conclusion. It takes place at the Bellingham Arts Academy for Youth in Bellingham, and they'll be joined with guests Jeff Johnson and Judd Sherwood for this concert. Also today, Regina Carter is playing the last night of her current engagement at Jazz Alley, and there's a CD release party for a new CD by the Danny Kolke Trio, regular Sunday evening resident group at Boxley's in North Bend. And the guest on the new CD and tonight as well is Pete Chrislieb, and also joining them will be Linda Small on trombone. Garfield High School student and alumni jam tonight at the Royal Room, and the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra plays at Tula's. Monday night, Jim Knapp Orchestra will be at Tula's. Tuesday and Wednesday next week, a visit from the Fred Hirsch Trio, one of the best piano trios out there today. They'll be playing at Jazz Alley Tuesday and Wednesday night. Bill Watrous is going to be in the area, playing a concert with two high school jazz bands at the Eastside Foursquare Church in Bothell. He'll be joined by the Mercer Island and Bothell High School jazz bands. Great trombonist Bill Watrous. He also puts in an appearance in a quartet setting at Tula's on Thursday night. Pearl Django will be performing with Gail Pettis and Greta Matassis, guest vocalist, at Jazz Alley, one night only, Thursday night. And Friday night, Randy Halberstadt Quintet with Mark Taylor and Jay Thomas will be playing at Tula's. For more information, check the KPLU Jazz Calendar as well as the Earshot Jazz Calendar, very complete. Daily updates can be found at seattlejazzscene.com. I thought we'd play a little music by Bill Watrous, this great trombonist who's basically around the Los Angeles area for much of his career, playing with some of the great TV shows, been on the faculty at the University of Southern California's music program, and before that he played in big bands led by Woody Herman, Quincy Jones, and Kai Winding, among others. Bill Watrous is heard here in a New York appearance at the Blue Note with Derek Smith on piano, Russell George bass, and Joe Ascione on drums, Bill Watrous on trombone, and a bright version of Irving Berlin's tune, Always. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The Fred Hirsch Trio playing live at the Village Vanguard from the 2-CD set Alive at the Vanguard with John Ebert on bass and Eric McPherson on drums, Fred Hirsch at the piano, and his composition Dream of Monk. Interesting story behind that. Fred Hirsch had a serious health crisis a few years ago, and he was in a coma for a while, during which he had some weird dreams, and one of them is the subject of this piece called Dream of Monk. He said, Monk and I were in separate cages in a room. A man burst into the room, gives us music paper and pencils, and says, whoever can finish a tune first will be released. He scribbles like mad, finishes his tune, and he looks over at Monk, who's just at his cage, sweetly smiling. Fred Hirsch, who will be at Jazz Alley on Tuesday and Wednesday, the Fred Hirsch Trio. We're really looking forward to that. I'm going to be there Tuesday night. Maybe you can come out and join us. Before that, we were listening to Bill Watrous, the great trombonist who resides in L.A., but he was recorded in a New York club as well. He was playing at the Blue Note with Derek Smith on piano, Russell George bass, and Joe Ascione on drums, and they did an up-tempo version of Irving Berlin's tune Always. Bill Watrous plays with the Mercer Island and Bothell High School jazz bands in a concert Wednesday night at the Eastside Foursquare Church in Bothell. And then he'll also play at Tula's on Thursday night with a trio of Seattle musicians. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Here's a brand new one that arrived just in time for this week's show. It's a new CD by Danny Kolke Trio with guest Pete Chrislieb, and they're having a CD release party tonight at Boxley's in North Bend. This was recorded live at Boxley's in September last year as part of the Jazz Walk weekend with Pete Chrislieb on tenor, John Hammer on bass, Greg Williamson on drums, and Danny Kolke at the piano, an original by Danny called Fly Me Home. Thank you. That's the Mercer Island High School Jazz Band playing a composition by Jim Knapp titled Combos in Indiana. And the Mercer Island High School Jazz Ensemble, directed by David Bentley, is going to be performing in concert Wednesday, when they will have Bill Watrous as guest and playing alongside the Bothell High School Jazz Band in a special concert Wednesday at the Eastside Foursquare Church in Bothell. Jim Knapp Orchestra, incidentally, is playing on Monday night at Tula's, and more music of Jim Knapp can be heard then. The selection you just heard came from KPLU School of Jazz Volume 9. Volume 10 is in the works, and it should be issued in May. And Danny Kolke from a brand new CD, Danny Kolke Trio plus Pete Christlieb, with John Hamer on bass, Greg Williamson on drums, and Pete on tenor sax, recorded live at Boxley's in North Bend last September. The new album just out, and a CD release party coming up this Sunday evening at Boxley's. We heard them doing a tune called Fly Me Home by Danny Kolke. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks so much for listening this afternoon. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service.